Hi, my name is Alf, and welcome to Your Shut Up. So, in today's episode, we're going to talk about body image and a little bit about my relationship with my body. So first of all, I want to tell you a little bit about me. I used to be very overweight. I had always been what will be considered a fat kid since I was literally born. That was something that really impacted me when I was like a teenager and also a kid for many reasons, but mainly because I thought that the fact of being skinny or being like or having like the perfect body was equal to being successful, to having a lot of friends, to being loved by your loved ones, having out opportunities, etc. Because I had always like saw my friends that were like skinny, had a lot of friends, being very outgoing and everything like that, so my brain just thought that being skinny was equal to being successful in life. However, that is not true. No matter your body weight, your weight, it doesn't matter your weight. You can still be successful no matter your will, your weight. Like my. That thought that I had was very toxic and it wasn't even real. Like, being skinny doesn't guarantee you being successful or having a lot of friends or being like a better person. That doesn't, like, being skinny doesn't guarantee you nothing of that. You have to think that first. However, I thought that, so I lost a lot of weight, like a lot, maybe 30 kilograms. So yeah, I used to weigh 100 kilograms and now I weigh like 60 something kilograms, 68 or 70 kilograms. So yeah, I lost a lot of weight. However, I'm not really proud of why I did that, because I didn't do it because I wanted to be healthier, because my lifestyle was very shitty and I wanted to have a healthier lifestyle. No, I did it because I thought that if I was skinny, I would have more friends and everyone would like me, which is not true at all. Because there was a time that I was really eating like a lot of unhealthy food. I was eating a lot of like food, and not even because I was hungry, but more because I was anxious. So food was like a way of decreasing that anxiety, which is very toxic, I know, but these days I have a better relationship with food, so that's something I'm real proud of me. Anyways, When I lost this much weight, I realized that being like considered having like a normative body isn't equal to being successful, to having a lot of friends at all. Like, it just, because maybe you are more confident about yourself, but at the end of the day, what is going to make you successful and what is going to make you have a lot of friends is not how much you weigh. What is going to get you that is your effort and also your thoughts and maybe like, and your personality and maybe your studies and I don't know, and how kind you are to other people, etc, etc, etc. But weight is not going to get you that at all, like at all. So as you might probably have seen, I had a really bad relationship with my body image, and when I lost that amount of weight, it wasn't enough for me. I work out every day of the week and every day of the weekend, and it was like really fucked up, sorry for my language. But yeah, it was really fucked up. And the bad thing is that I didn't do it because working out at that type of stuff is good for you, because you can like de-stress a lot. It also, you know, if you have like a bad day and then you go, I don't know, you swim a little bit, you can like, you know, you feel better with yourself. But I didn't do it because of that, I did it because of what I said before. So yeah, so if you are thinking of losing weight, please don't do it because of other people. Do it because you want to be healthier, or maybe you want to have a different lifestyle, or maybe you want to get stronger, or you want to be able to run more or whatever. But don't do it because of other people's, or don't do it if you want like to meet certain standards, because that's going to get you a lot of mental problems. So you should do it because you want you to be more healthy, and that you want, or maybe you want to change your lifestyle because maybe your lifestyle hasn't been the best, or because you just want to get stronger and, I don't know, being able to run more, something like that. But don't do it because of what other people think of you. So yeah. And I also think that nowadays it's also really difficult to have like a good relationship with your body, because we see all these people on Instagram that have these perfect bodies. Literally, they look like goddesses. And we think that that is how our bodies are supposed to be, which is not is completely false, because almost like a lot of people who have those perfect bodies, which, spoiler alert, they are not, those bodies are not even natural, that is not how your body is supposed to be. It's mainly because of a lot of editing. They also, lights play like a lot, like the lighting is very important. Like, they also play a lot with the lighting, and Yeah, they even edit their photos, or they even get different procedures done, which is completely like right. I'm no one to judge that, but you know, you see all these people and you think that that is how your body is supposed to look like, but in reality that is not how your body is supposed to do. It's supposed to be like you can have other you can have fat, like maybe in your love handles is completely normal, because you know your body having a very low percentage of fat is not normal, you know, it's not something that you know, we are supposed to have a little bit of fat, we're supposed to have you know, all those things, but because of Instagram or TikTok or whatever, we are being like told that we are not supposed to have that. And that's something that is really fucked up, because I don't know, you are never happy with your body, how your body looks like, etc. So it's just like a rabbit hole, and you enter that and you start like seeing even more people with the same body type, and you think that that is how you are supposed to look like. And also, like, and something, some, and if you struggle with this type of things, I'm doing some, like, what I did in order to not have this constant, like, this constant thought that my body was not enough, like, who I look like wasn't enough, what I did was to just delete Instagram for 1 week, and I felt way better, like, I felt very good, because, I don't know, I wasn't constantly seeing these people with these perfect bodies, or who, you know, I'm doing this, well, whatever, so I felt very good. So if you're struggling like this, you should, like, delete Instagram for a week or even a month, if you're willing to do it, because it will have you, helped you a lot. I also think that social media, like, people in social media, they just post whatever they want you to see. They don't post what they don't want you to see. So sometimes we think that these people have the perfect body, they have the perfect life, but it's just because they want you to think that. Probably they are having a lot of problems, mental problems, or even they are having a bad time, or even they are struggling like you, but they don't post that. So you just think that that is like normal, but that's how you are supposed to be, but in reality that is not who you are supposed like to be. And also I want to touch about body positivity, because I know that sometimes like body positivity is helpful, but all the times like you see all these skinny people saying love your body, whatever, but then you are saying this to me when you have literally the most, like, the most fucking perfect body. And I'm like, bitch, no, no. And I don't know, sometimes feel like this can be so seen in Euphoria when, gosh, when, I don't remember her name. Oh my gosh, I don't remember her name at all. Well, I'm the worst with names, so I don't know. Well, it can be seen if you have watched Euphoria, you probably know that. So yeah, I just think that this society like puts a lot of pressure on looking a certain way or having like certain like characteristics or looking a certain way, that sometimes we forget that those characteristics are not even possible like in nature or are really difficult to get. And we create an image of what our body is supposed to look like that is almost impossible to get. And we buy all these products in order to try to get a little closer to that image that we want to have. But then at the end of the day, the companies are just like benefiting from our like or like problems like that. So at the end of the day, you will never have that body that you want so badly, because that body is almost impossible to get, and we are not that much reminded of that. So that's why sometimes it's quite important to just delete maybe social media for a week or a month, because you just see reality and you really like disconnect from that world and you feel way better. And I also want to touch a little bit about losing weight, because I used to buy like all these products, like all these miracles, like world war things. I remember I spent one time 200 euros on just these meals, prepared meals that you were supposed to just eat, like it was like a pudding for each meal, and you were supposed like to eat only that, and then you lose weight. And I did that, and first of all, I was hungry all the time. It was a waste of money, a waste of time. It made me even more anxious. And so no, I think that we should eat whatever we want, of course, but in right now I'm just eating whatever I want, but in quantities that are healthy quantities. And also, there's nothing wrong with eating like Burger King once a month or once a week. There's nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, we are just living once, and if we want to eat a burger, then we should eat it. Of course, we shouldn't be doing that every day, because that's unhealthy and that's very bad for health, and that can cause a lot of health problems and even death. So I think that having a good relationship with food is very important. And I'm trying to get there, and I think I'm getting there. Because for instance, I remember that maybe 1 year ago, I couldn't eat like a donut, something like that, because I just couldn't, because I thought that I will gain weight like in minutes if I ate a donut, which is fake. There's nothing wrong with eating a donut every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks or every week, one donut. You're not going to gain weight by that. It's just a donut, nothing more. Or I'm so used to, I don't know, like I used to not eat a lot of things that I really wanted to eat because of how many calories they had. And I don't know, it's just I had a really bad relationship with food. And also I saw, I don't know, I just think that we are like in a society which is really difficult to not have like, not to have like a bad relationship with food, because we are constantly reminded of, I don't know, of how this like of diet culture were, of how, I don't know, like so you want to lose a little bit of weight because I don't know, maybe you want to change your lifestyle, just go to a nutritionist, to a professional, and please don't do any like extreme diet. Diets don't work, like, well, in my experience, in my personal experience, for me, diets don't work. They are, you are going to starve yourself for maybe 1 week, but then you're going to gain all that weight again, because that is not normal. You shouldn't be starving yourself for 1 week. Like, that is not how our body works. Our body needs food, needs healthy food, like it needs food to, because your body is, that's something that my psychologist said, that my body is what is going to get, like my body is, it is very precious, it has to be something very precious, and you shouldn't harm your body, like you shouldn't harm your body, because your body is what allows you to walk, or allows you to, you know, go to work, or allows you to swim, or to kind of like, it allows you to do a lot of things, so why should you treat it bad? Starving yourself is not the solution. It's not the solution. There's something we have to realize, that it's better to have a good relationship with food, to eat things that we like with moderation, rather than having this perfect body but then having the worst relationship with food and being even depressed, because if you don't eat, you oh my god, there are so many implications to not, if you don't, I don't know, I'm not a nutritionist, so I'm not going to talk about that, but yeah, we should eat and eat whatever we want. Of course, always, like, we should try to eat healthier, because that's going to make us stronger, that's going to allow us to, I don't know, have a better life, and also not have that much, like, maybe, like, illness, try to avoid illness or whatever. But, yeah. So, sometimes I just, like, feel sad, because I have treated my body very bad. Like, I treated my body like shit. And even though I have a lot of work to do with my relationship with my body, and my body image, I now try to be more gentle with my body. Now, if I see some flaw in my body, I just say that, girl, that's completely normal. You're supposed to have that. I also think that your body, you have to treat very well. You have to be good to your body, because your body allow us to, my body allow me to walk. It allows me to make food. It allows me to going out with my friends. So it's very important we treat our bodies very well. So yeah, I don't know what to say more, but this episode, I don't know, is a topic that is quite difficult to talk about, because I don't know, it's just I've been going through a lot due to my body image and what I thought a normal body was supposed to look like. That for me is a really difficult topic, and I think for a lot of people it's a really, really difficult topic to talk about. But I think that it's also good to talk about it, because if not, we are going to be in this bubble and we might think that something is like normal when it's completely unhealthy and it's not even real. So yeah, and I always am recommending going to a psychologist, because it's very important, mental health these days, because I think mainly social media has like a lot of good things, but it has a lot of bad things too. And sometimes we are just stuck in this world, stuck in the social media world, and we just cannot get out of that world, and we just feel trapped. Anyways, have a great week. Also, hydrate yourself, please. Hydrate, drink a lot of water, and try to have a nice week, and go out. And yeah, that's all. Bye.